Attention soldiers, this is Hawkeye News. Bravo, Bravo, Sam, incoming. Report for duty now.
Welcome to another edition of Hawkeye News on BBSRadio.com. The Epic Times has a story about Eagle Pass, Texas, and how the fire chief, Manuel Mello III, and his 52 first responders are becoming overwhelmed. They are grappling with record numbers of drowned men, women, and children who die while crossing that river from Mexico into the United States. But it's not just the river. There are undocumented individuals who are hurt or dead or sick, and they find them on nearby roads or railways or even ranches. They don't get much help, if any, from the federal government. Chief Mello told the Epic Times this is really having a mental toll on his workers. And what happens is, as these emergencies are at the river or someplace else, it's also impacting their ability to help people in Eagle Pass, Texas. The latest numbers on those illegal border crossings is between 9 and 12 million people. In a story from Armstrong Economics, it says the Canadian banking system may be set to radicalize what's called an open banking framework. While they talk about this, that it will be easy to share information and access user data, the organization Open Banking Excellence is a World Bank partner that originated in the UK, and it says all the information is just going to be in one place. And they want to create a platform that promotes knowledge and new thinking and partnerships and that word inclusion. Well, they use a lot of flattering words and how wonderful it is and how equitable it's going to be. You know in your heart this is all about control. You may remember the truckers when they were protesting the COVID lockdowns. There were 280 bank accounts that were frozen. Trudeau not only used his Emergency Powers Act to freeze their bank accounts, but compelled tow truck companies to tow away their trucks. There's some pushback to this. In 2023, early, there was a Canadian judge that said Trudeau's use of the Emergency Powers Act was not only unreasonable, it was unconstitutional. Also some pushback in the state of Louisiana against the elites and the New World Order. Late last month, the Senate in Louisiana passed a bill that said the WEF, the World Economic Forum, the UN, and the World Health Organization shall have no jurisdiction in Louisiana. A story from wirelessestimator.com tells us about a run-down AM transmitter in Jasper, Alabama, that had been ransacked by thieves. A wireless contracting firm from Bessemer, Alabama, came to help and renovate and clean up that shelter. There were two technicians that stumbled upon a undamaged pastel painting in a frame, and they didn't know what it was, but they figured out they'd just give it to their boss. It was covered in cobwebs and camouflage. It had been laying there for a long time. Turns out the boss's wife had a minor in art appreciation, and she said, "That's a monk." What she was talking about was the famous painting called The Scream by Norwegian artist Edvard Munch. Sotheby's confirmed the painting's authenticity. There's going to be an auction on 5/12/2024, and they're expected to get $190 million for this painting. All 22 members of the contracting firm that were cleaning up that rundown shelter, they've been told to expect $5.5 million each for discovering that treasure. Thank you for listening to Hawkeye News on BBSRadio.com. I'm Sam Ray.